Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
That is the brilliant Talos on Radio Nova, who very sadly we lost last year, but apparently there's new music on the way, so keep an ear out for that. Now, we got some big gig news on the way. Based Music Festival returns to the Button Factory this April 14th, and it's an all ages festival, absolutely brilliant, from 14 and up. So it's kind of an exciting kind of festival style lineup of brilliant live music, brilliant bands, young bands as well, and it's kind of one of the first of its kind in festivals. So very exciting stuff happening in Button Factory on the 14th of April. But here to chat about it is the curator of the festival, Colm Slattery. How's it going, Colm?
How's it going, Kieran? How are you?
Good, good. Now, I know you don't eat breakfast, so I'm wondering at this point in the day, how is your brain?
Yeah, it's quite good.
Good.
Don't endorse drinking energy drinks, but one or two of them might keep me going.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we'll need a bit of energy to tell us all about the Based Festival, which is on in the Button Factory on Monday, the 14th of April. So what is the Based Festival?
So the Based Festival is a 14th plus music festival, which happens in the Button Factory. It's a chance for people who are under 18 to get to experience a live gig with, you know, Button Factory, famous venue, big stage. They have this huge LED screen in there now, the lights. So we go full out with the production. And it's just a chance for the kids to go. There's no alcohol served. And it's just a great, great experience. You know, they can't get to many gigs anyway.
Yeah, well, I grew up in underage gigs, and I feel like there's less and less of them, so this is amazing. So having Summer, which is in a brilliant venue, brilliant bands, and a really kind of safe, exciting space is really, really needed.
Yeah, 100%, because, like, I don't know, we're kind of building the future for these bands, because I think there was a gap, like all these bands coming up through the scene, how they play, you know, and then I've heard of other bands, like this is our fourth time doing Bass Festival. And I've heard of bands that have formed from being at the festival. So, like, you know, musicians chatting to each other at the gig and they're like, oh, let's get in a band because they've seen other bands their age, you know, performing. So I think it's a great thing for up-and-coming bands.
No, no, it's a really exciting kind of idea. And I'm so glad to see a festival for young people because it is few and far between. So tell us a little bit, what happens on the day?
Yeah, so it kicks off at 4. It's on the midterm, so everyone's off school. First band on at 4:30 p.m. Big production, LED screen, or running visuals. There's 8 bands performing, so it's going to be pretty stacked. Some of the bands are Molly, The Tansies, The Hex, Urban Hours, The Swings, Robert Mulligan, Joy Cult, and Stick and Poke. So as you can imagine, it's going to be a pretty full-on day.
Yeah, yeah. So I know some of the bands on the list. They send music in here, like really established, brilliant acts as well, young bands as well, but definitely bands on the way up. Can you tell us a little bit about a couple of them, please, maybe to get the audience listening?
Yeah, so The Hex are really good. They're an all-girl group, alternative rock band from Dublin. They've been making waves, playing venues such as the Grand Social, the Soundhouse. Yeah, they've just released a couple of tracks. They have a track called Charlie, which is really, really good. Then we have Urban Hours from Bettystown, 4-piece indie rock band blending classics of modern influences from Oasis to The Beatles to The Cure. Really ones to watch. And then The Swings are really good as well, kind of like indie pop rock. They're from Dublin also. The guys are really good. They did a cool little TikTok today. If anyone's following The Swings on social media, go check it out. They got all their friends to kind of say, come to Bass Festival and link the video all in together. So
there will be a lot of, you know, mums and dads listening to this, I suppose. And what's the crack with that? So are they allowed in with the 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old as well? Or is the kind of thing you leave the kids in and you collect them after?
Yeah, so it's a really inclusive event. So parents come in, the Button Factory are lenient enough. They do allow under 14s coming in if they're with a parent or guardian. So I did have a couple of parents there that were watching their kids playing on stage and they had their, like, you know, 10-year-old brother there watching as well. So really inclusive, safe space, as you mentioned, all the stops in place, no alcohol being served, security. Yeah, it's a really safe space for young people.
Brilliant stuff. So buttonfactory.ie, you'll get the tickets on that. And the good news is, if you're interested in what we're talking about, tickets are on sale now, but you can win your way there with Radio Nova. Next week, we're going to be giving away a guitar worth over €1,000, courtesy of Jet Guitars and Music Maker, and tickets to the Based Festival. Go and get your tickets. But if you'd like to win your way there, tune in next week to Radio Nova. We're going to be giving away that guitar. So we're giving loads of notice for this brilliant guitar giveaway courtesy of Jet Guitars and Music Maker. It's a very, very exciting event. Thank you so much, Colm. Colm Slattery, yeah. Thanks so much and best of luck with it. It is going to be very, very brilliant. Exciting. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Thanks very much for having me on, Kieran. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So that's Colm from Based. Why don't we play one of his recommendations? This is The Hex and their single, Charlie, playing Based Festival on the 14th of April. It's Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.